We turn now to local sports here on KNKX. A lot of people are wondering about the future of the Seattle Seahawks following the death of owner Paul Allen. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick about what might happen and what is definitely not happening.
Art, is there any chance at all that the Seahawks would leave Seattle?
Zero. I understand people's cynicism about pro sports, especially after what happened with the Sonics. And certainly the 1969 Pilots left Seattle and went to Milwaukee. So we have a history, and I understand where people tend to go with that. But the Seahawks are an incredibly robust franchise, and they've got the most vital fan base in the NFL, I think. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and several owners have said that there's no chance that this franchise would be relocated, but that we'll have a new owner.
Right. That's the other question, is who would the new owner be? Does Allen's sister Jody have any interest?
I don't think so. She said nothing. We don't know any plan of succession. That's all been kept very quiet. Certainly that's the case with a lot of his other projects. But two of the most prominent were the Seahawks and, of course, the Portland Trail Blazers, the NBA team. And both of those were similar purchases, but one was passion. Paul cared about the Trailblazers and basketball. He didn't necessarily care about football or the Seahawks. He did it out of a sort of sense of civic good in 1997 when the team was indeed ready to be moved to Los Angeles. In fact, it was for 2 weeks before the NFL pulled the Seahawks back and told owner Ken Behring, don't ever do that again. And he subsequently sold to Allen. But Paul did that out of his sense of civic duty. So he grew to be a fan, and he had his greatest sports success as the owner of an NFL champion team. So Allen really did bring something unique in ownership. He liked the Seahawks and enjoyed their success, but didn't think he knew more than Coach Pete Carroll or General Manager John Schneider. He didn't mess it up. He stayed at a distance, and I thought that was probably the key asset that he brought, and it's a great thing that the Seahawks had going.
Well, let's talk about what the impact would be if a new owner comes on board.
Well, that's going to be high drama. If we assume that Jody wants to sell, there will be a new owner, and it will be a very difficult thing for Schneider and Carroll, I think, because they had such a great relationship with Allen, and I think they're going to be a little bit apprehensive. The most recent NFL team to be sold was the Carolina Panthers for $2.3 billion. In the Forbes list of franchise valuations, the Seahawks were set for this year at $2.58 billion. And I think they're going to be worth even more than that because of the robust fan base and Seattle's vitality as an economic hub. So I really do think it's going to be a big change for the Seahawks, and to say better or worse is impossible right now, but it would take an unusual person to fulfill the legacy of what Allen had created here.
What were your interactions like with Paul Allen as owner of the Seahawks?
Well, they were fairly perfunctory. I always found him fairly distant, but cooperative, polite. He was never rude, but I also felt like I don't know if very many people at all got to know the real Paul Allen. He was distant from a lot of people, and that, you know, is certainly his privilege and right, but it was an unusual guy and a very admirable guy because he cared so much about Seattle, his hometown. He could have lived anywhere in the world, but he really cared about the people, the projects, and the welfare of the city of Seattle, and that will most definitely be missed. He is one of a kind in the history of Seattle philanthropy.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.